We may never see an era in Hollywood quite like the 1970s. And in some ways, that's a good thing. It was, to say the least, a complex decade. But there's no denying it produced some of the greatest American movies of all time, influencing filmmakers around the world ever since. Today, we're talking about two of those movies, which couldn't be more different, but together exemplify the fierce creativity of the time. This is Casey Logan, Managing Director at Filmstreams for Pass the Popcorn. Let's start with the film that came later, Dog Day Afternoon, released in 1975 to both critical and commercial success. On paper, it's the story of a Brooklyn bank robbery that spirals out of control. Loosely inspired by real events, it was directed by Sidney Lumet, a master of raw, complicated social dramas, from his 1957 debut 12 Angry Men, all the way through to his swan song, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, 50 years later. At the center is Al Pacino, arguably never better. He gives an electric performance with a vulnerability and volatility that leaps from the screen. What might have been a straightforward heist movie in another era, even this one, becomes instead a messier, quirkier, willfully chaotic meditation on life, love, desperation, and media culture. You can catch Dog Day Afternoon at our Ruth Sokoloff Theater over the next two weekends as part of our Weekend Essentials series. 4 years before Dog Day Afternoon wowed audiences, another film, well, underwhelmed them. Released in 1971, Harold and Maude earned its acclaim slowly but surely with time. It was the second film in an absolutely extraordinary decade-long run for director Hal Ashby, including The Landlord, The Last Detail, Shampoo, Bound for Glory, Coming Home, and Being There. Which is his best is a matter of taste and temperament, but there's something singular about the heart and soul of Harold and Maude. On the surface, it's an opposites attract love story. Harold, a young man born into affluence and marked by a morbid and juvenile obsession with death, meets Maude, a 79-year-old free spirit who insists on living life to its fullest. In execution, it's so much more than that. Ashby, a true iconoclast in an era of rebellious filmmakers, shifts breezily from dark comedy to poignant beauty and back again. For all its audacity, one of the standout moments of the film is also one of its quietest, a single, wordless second that hints at why Maude chooses to approach life the way she does. It's an iconic performance by Ruth Gordon, paired with a remarkable Bud Cort as Harold, and a soundtrack by Cat Stevens that feels as inseparable from the film as any character. In true cult classic fashion, Harold and Maude played at the Dundee Theater not only on its initial release, but multiple times over the years that followed. It returns again on August 28th at 7 p.m. as the next selection in our Dundee Hundy series celebrating the theater's centennial. After installments from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, we find ourselves here in the new Hollywood era and an incredible time for the movies, the 1970s. This is Casey Logan from Filmstreams for Pass the Popcorn on KVNO Arts Today.